you with our blessings, with our willingness to speak things up as you feel fit. You see, it is dawning on you that in fact it is a new tomorrow. It is a new opportunity. And that is just in line with the challenge that we bring forth. In other words, each of you are recognizing the world has changed. It has shifted. It is not like the normal functioning reality as you would understand it to be. Now, in truth, this is quite accurate, and it is quite purposeful to consider the odds of succeeding, because some of you are in fear, some of you are in strife, some of you are running to the hills, yes, claiming that it cannot be done. Well, this is far from accurate, and as you will settle in, as you will find your center, your, how shall we say, as you root and ground yourself in Mother Earth, in other words, identify yourself as one that is here on purpose, yes. And as you then open up your lovely branches, open up the arm span, the wingspan, if you will, call on the masters, call on your highest being, call on your ascended self to align with you, you see? And then we have the top of the head, yes? It is quite purposeful to act like an open crown chakra being, understand? In other words, visit a tree lately. Have you seen one? Go outside, we would suggest, at some point in the next few days, and consider the root system. In other words, it is not flopping in the wind. It is not blowing around like a piece of newspaper or fairy dust, yes? It is rooted and grounded in its essential requirement to be here, to stand tall, to stand proudly, to stand erect. There are times we try to find our channeler, and where is she? She is slumped over, at least energetically speaking. We advise her to rise up and to stand in her power, and that is what we are teaching each of you to do, because as you assert your holy right to be here, to be a pillar of light, to be a heir of true inheritance of consciousness, you will arrive and you will settle into the order of business. Now, some of you are looking around and finding lack. We ask you to see this as temporary circumstances, and remember that which you claim from above, from within, your internal source will manifest from without, but please do not grieve the past. Please do not look for others to leave their droppings, to solve your problems, to create your destiny, because you are due to arrive at the holy awareness that you are an extension of life itself, of divinity itself. Would it make any sense at all that you would be dropped on the planet without the necessary resources or means to create your holy arrival, your destiny, your triumph sequence? Understand? That is wholly improbable, considering the fact that you are Master Consciousness that has dropped into Earth. Now, we are joking on one hand, but we are quite serious regarding this matter. It is quite important for each of you to, step by step, take a moment's breath and step up to the challenge at hand. In other words, you expected this challenge and you agreed that you did have the resources, you had the means to see this through quite successfully. Why come to Earth if there is a good chance you would not succeed at the task, you see? This is hardly an exercise that we would deem fun or aspiring or soul-reaching. Of course you are going to succeed. It is a matter of stopping for a moment and dropping your normal activity, dropping the normal way you would go about the day, because this is what Mass Consciousness is doing. They are tuning around the blame game. Well, if only, you see, as long as they continue to reach from the external environment to say what is right, what is wrong, what is possible, what is doable, they will miss the holy point of the exercise. Again, we are urging each of you to speak up, to speak your truth. Well, before you can speak your truth, quite frankly, it is quite important and imperative, yes, to find your truth, you see? First, you eloquently. Now, each of you, as you continue to ground yourself with the earth, will find the stabilization that you are seeking, because it is a bit breezy out there, we will admit. But once you find yourself grounded, again, it is time to expand the angel wings. Each of you should be practicing this at this point. You see, you are extending the wingspan. Is it any wonder that all the angelic committee, all the angels that are present on earth and above, appear in your drawings with the wings? Now, there is a reason behind this. So we ask you to step up, to remember to seek guidance from the trees. There are branches extending, yes? They do not droop, they do not flop around. Even the willow tree has a symmetry in functioning. There is an order and there is an upliftment if you pay close attention. And this is what we are asking you to focus on. In other words, your branches have room to grow. Remember, you are dreaming in all of your skills, all of the necessary bells and whistles to perform your task. You may see this as a bit of the cape. Have you ever noticed the correlation with your superheroes? They always seem to be traveling with a cape, yes? There is a holy reason for this. As you draw the cape and tie it on, as you put on the angel wings, you establish your authority. You see, it is quite important to do so. Again, if you feel like a fish out of water, if you feel like a piece of newspaper or plastic bag that is being tossed about, well, where is the sense of harmony? Where is the sense of connectedness to spirit, you see? So again, we have the angel wings outstretched. We have the superhero cape, if you will. But in truth, it is the cloak of master status. And now, we have the neck elongated. You see, no need for stress, no need for hunched up shoulders, because you are beaming in energy from your divine appointment. Now we ask you to pay particular attention to this, because some of you are lost, some of you are wondering, why is it that some feel heavenly blessed and I seem to be missing those particular cards? You see, what is wrong with my deck? Can someone check my deck out for me? Now, we are approached with such questions. It is quite important for you to remember, you are your own chalice, you are your own discovery system, and you are your own source. So allow the shoulders to rest comfortably, allow the neck to be elongated, open up the clear space, which would be known as the throat chakra, and continue to mind your resources. Because as you visualize yourself as a pillar of light, do you get where we are going with this? What you will find is you will have illuminated clarity. In other words, you will not be lost in the darkness at all. You will be bringing in the light. You will be seeing the heavens, the stars, the extensions of lifetimes past, present, and future. You see, because it is all available to you. Those that have the psychic abilities, the capabilities, they are fun to watch. It is a bit of a thrill ride. But at the end of the day, what is essential, dear ones, is that you each open up to these abilities and not see them as something that are relegated for the few lucky ones. In other words, this is your inherent right to be a master of your divinity. This means you have access to all of it. So back to our pillar of light. Now through this crown chakra, we ask you to go up and travel to the other chakras beyond. Now, you do not need to know the names that they have been identified at this point for the most part. What is essential, though, is that you work with your imagination and continue to fill in the blanks. In other words, you do not stop at the top of your head. Whether you have hair up there or not is irrelevant. We ask you to envision that there is a beam of energy or a beam of light cascading from higher altitudes that is elongated and extending as you. Mother Earth's nutrients. And you are receiving the information, the energy, the galactic communication from heaven above. When your arms are extended out in the name of service, in the name of capability, quite frankly, well then, how are we doing? We should be rocking and rolling at this point, you see? It does not serve you, each of you, to feel small. It does not serve you to feel the helplessness. Now, this has been programmed, yes, it has been programmed as dormant codes in your chakras, in your timeline, in your past life communications. Now, this has been stored or has been sensed, shall we say, most often in a generational sense, for the purpose of the upliftment, of the clearing, of the elimination. So we ask you not to discharge or be angry at or berate yourself. We watch the channeler do this from time to time. We wait patiently when she is done with the anger, and then we simply gently say to her, are you now ready to get started, dear? You see, because it is not about the avoidance. She has played this game as well. It is also not about the anger or self-attack. That is what is promoting inevitable continuation in the lower chakras. Now, this is what is coming to a close. You are rising to heavenly addresses, yes? And so it is more a matter of witnessing, understand? Witnessing and allowing and the breath. As you continue to allow what is without the resistance, what you will recognize is that there is room to grow. In other words, there is that aspect of self that may still be attached, that may still be riding out the program in lower echelons of life. Assuredly, that would be the case, or you would no longer have need of this programming, quite frankly. So what we say is a group is to relax in the moment and trust. As you allow yourself to settle in observation of these past energies that you may be temporarily currently identifying with, what you will feel is a shift. What you will feel is a rising to your true realizations. Now, this will occur more often than not for you because you have already conducted yourself as a master. Check it out. You are already rooted and grounded with Gaia. You already have your angel wings on, your cloak, and you already are destined to receive information from the stars. Understand? And so now, as you continue to tip the scales, and that is the requirement, to tip the scales in terms of consciousness, as the old consciousness, the old feelings, the old worn-out dreams surface, you simply, without the resistance, allow the dust to settle. Now, as you do so with the observation of peace, you will notice a change. You will notice a shift. Now, it may not happen at first. Quite frankly, our channeler was practically screaming at us this morning because she was begging, she was imploring, she was asking for a shift. Well, she had to wait a little longer. Now, let us explain. We will use her as our example. Because so much energy have been built up, stored up, shall we say, of the pent-up frustration, of the over-identification with this lost reality, there had to be a clearing time. There had to be a releasing of this energy before she could feel the lightness, before she could feel the heaviness suddenly lift. So we say it is important to begin these exercises, these practices of staying grounded as you go through the process, because some of you are very anxious. Some of you are into the instant gratification or instant results, yes? Now, this is what the natural healing community has been barking about, has been complaining to us. Their clients are used to instant results, and spiritual healing does not always work that way, you see? There there must be a buildup of the chi. There must be a buildup of the energy, of the intention, of the communication with the divine self. So when you want the pop in a pill and have an instant clearing of energies that you have been identifying with and feeding, shall we say, for count how many years you have been in this incarnation, you understand that at times that they require 1, 2, 3, or maybe 4 tries. Now, this is where your diligence must come in. This is where your discipleship must come in. You see, because as you become a fervent servant of love, as you become a disciple of truth, of love itself, you are committed. And this is where you will get grounded. This is where you will be happy, where you will find the quickening, the happy results, the results that you have been claiming for, that you have been preparing for, and you have been praying for. Because this journey does not require, let us say, 1 5-minute meditation. Well, am I ascended yet? You see, it is a journey that is to continue, in fact, much beyond this current lifetime. You are dreaming in this life. You are dreaming in and witnessing your ascension process. But in truth, you are, in fact, much grander than even this. There is an ongoing energy exchange with your true soul. Now understand that your eternal soul has many mansions of heaven that it seeks to explore, that it seeks to understand. Now, this doesn't happen overnight, as you would understand this concept. It is an ongoing process. So, as you rise to your commitment to serve love, to dream in love, to understand what it truly means to be a disciple of love, in fact, this will be groundbreaking news. This will be groundbreaking triumph, and you will succeed on many levels. So, let us share and close by saying the winds are, they are changing. Yes, you can feel it. It is dawning upon each of you that there is new creative power in your midst. Now, it may feel rocky because things are being brought for all to see, and it feels like tumultuous times. But in truth, these are the times that have been prophesied. Everything in truth is in good working order. You have been prepared for this. Any of you that have read any channeling guidance or prophecy information, you were not told that you would have an instant peace on earth, yes? You understood that you had to create it from within. So you have arrived. Welcome yourselves in the victory. These are truly times of victory as you gladden and welcome yourself to the awakening process. What you are doing is learning how to awaken step by step. Now, it truly is not hard in the sense that once you understand what energies you are committed to and what energies you are learning how to lift and shift and disassociate from, well, it is an ongoing process into the merging of love. So there are times, yes, that you will stall out, as our channeler likes to claim. In other words, that was quite an ego day there, yes. She gets lost as well as many of her colleagues and friends and her associations. Now, this is not troubling at all. It is most purposeful, therefore, to congratulate yourself when you get back on in check. In other words, when you were learning to ice skate and you fall down, it really is no big deal. You do not sit on the ice and complete despair for 2 hours until it's time to leave. You do not spend the night on the ice refusing to leave because you are so defeated, so deflated, so disappointed with yourself for falling. You simply get up. It's no big deal. That is what you were learning. The ego itself, it is quite tricky. It is trying to convince you that any wrong turn, and oh boy, it is a total mess. It is totally over. If you understood the lifetime after lifetime when you have been exploring this energy exchange, you would not beat yourselves up so much. You would not take it so hard or personally because you decided to follow the ego original story or script or thoughts, it is no big deal. You simply return to the light. That is what you were learning. You were learning diligence. You were also learning discipline. Discipline is of being a disciple, yes? So we ask you to consider these thoughts, these words, these images, to consider what you are a disciple to. Because once you decide, once you make this holy commitment, you will find yourself gliding easily into place. In truth, the world is set up for your success. As you tune in to the success button, into the success capacity, you will find that it is free-flowing. It is a self-serving universe. In fact, you have been creating all of your sorrows all along. So we have filled you up to the brim, yes? We have given you many gems, many thoughts to consider, many activities and practices. We will adjourn for now, but understand, we never adjourn in truth. We stand by you, ready to assist you. In a moment's notice, you can call on us. You can merge with us. We love to be one. We love to engage in conversation, in dialogue. Perhaps you don't hear word for word. That is not challenging or a problem for us. We can overlay our energy to align with yours so that you suddenly have a thought, you suddenly have a new idea, or you suddenly feel upliftment as we remind you of a memory that makes you smile. You see? So remember, you are not here all by your little lonesome. Allow the gifts of heaven to be restored to you. They are yours by divine right. So we will dismiss the dialogue, but we will continue to energetically support each of you as you advance throughout this week. And so it is. Alrighty. Hi, everybody. Okay, so I always hold the intention to try to make that a little shorter. I don't know that I'm succeeding yet, but it certainly is quite valuable information and energy that they have provided us with. But I'm not made up. All right, so for whatever reason, that did not record today about that. Well, that would be because my recorder's not working. Hold on, everybody. All right, so for whatever reason that did not record, give me one moment because I know you would love to have the next part recording. So what I'm going to do is find some more batteries. So give me one second. Let me put some more batteries in there so you can have the personal messages recorded. You know what I'll do is I'm just going to use my phone. Let's try that. Let's try that. Okay, so voice recorder. Okay, so that should work. Technology at its best. Okay, so we're going to start the questions and answers. So we'll start with Otto. Hi, Otto. How can we help you?
I guess, general message or just maybe a technique to open the heart more or just.
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you, but what I did hear is general message, so I will go with that. So one moment, please.
Or a technique to open the heart more. A technique
for an open heart. Okay, gotcha. I kind of like take me to an open heart better.
That sounds good too.
All right, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Otto.
That does sound good too. And say your first name.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Okay.
Your visual is muted.
My visual is muted?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm just gonna let it be what it is.
Okay.
As long as you're recording, you can hear me.
I can hear you. There you are.
Is that better?
Yes.
There I am. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, say your first name again, sweetie.
Otto. Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Okay. So the way to have the awakened heart is to release, release attachments to your past experiences. Like, they're saying, like, for everything that you've experienced, that it's sort of like if Spirit came and blessed you tomorrow and gave you everything you wanted, would you be willing to forgive everybody for everything? And the answer is usually yes. And so where we get tripped up is that we don't realize that's possible. And we don't realize that the more that we have the willingness and inclination to release all others and hold them harmless, that's actually the faster that we get to our good stuff, that we get to our goal. Because they're saying it's like a chain reaction. Every time I put someone in the noose, every time I chain them up in bondage, you know, kind of like, you did this to me. What I'm affirming is my own guilt, and what I'm then doing is releasing my association with my own divinity. So in the world, they're saying almost like a corruption, and what they mean is like we all have corrupted vision of our truth. We all have corrupted understanding of who we are. We are basically like kids in a playground playing out like some really crazy storylines, but we're all beautiful children of God playing these like ridiculous tales. So they're saying that it comes back to trusting that I'm going to say it this way. I feel like this may anchor it in best for you. Like what you wish for your what you wish for yourself, wish it for everybody. So that includes everybody. That includes people that may have bullied you. That may include people that maybe abused you. That includes maybe people that harmed you, people that harmed people you loved, people that killed you in other lifetimes. It includes everybody. So in other words, the way you claim your good stuff, the way you claim your truth, your alliance with divinity is by wishing it for everybody. Does that make sense? What I feel like that does for you specifically is it almost like cleans your soul. It really cleans your soul. And I'm just watching, it almost looks like a clogged pipe that, you know, you would put Drano in. And so by having those wishes, by having those good desires for everybody, you're free. You're free of your old version of your life. So let me explain this because this is important. If you believe that you're that person that could be abused by someone, that could be hit by someone, that could be hurt by someone, like something could happen outside of you that can make life yucky, what you're doing is you're identifying with your linear self. When you're willing to release identification from that linear self and you claim that for everybody else across the board, so they're saying, like, you know, just for education for all of us, that includes, you know, Hitler, that includes everybody that you would think of like the worst of the worst of the worst, then you're free to former self. That includes your former self. So, you know, like, you know, when we all look it back in our past, and hindsight's 2020, unfortunately, I wish it was reversed, you know, but hindsight's 2020. So it also means releasing all the relationships we have with all of those former selves. You know, why didn't you stand up for yourself? Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? Like all of that. So it's just releasing our attachment. That will help you to live in your alignment with, you know, when they were talking about the energies flowing in, that will help you to live in your present alignment and to receive your goodies and your gifts. That's what I'm looking at you. We talked about this last time, that these gifts are basically almost like circling you. You know, the way that when a plane comes in and they're put in a holding pattern, if they're not allowed to land for whatever reason, that's literally what your gifts look like, waiting for you to be the clear channel. Okay, so I will leave you with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Avril. So beautiful today.
Oh, thank you.
How can we help you?
What could I be doing to progress?